This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim. Chof Beis Dalet. Today we'll do Chof Beis Dalet. Hey, and I think we'll do Vav as well. They're short Mishnahs, so let's gain some ground over here. Okay, so it's going to be Kaved, like a liver. Okay. And the last one's going to be Kavu. They put out the fire. Yesterday we also did three. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph. Asholcha Anra Dolfiki. Dolfiki is like that buffet table that started breaking, or that you cover them in marble and you left a place where you could put Kaisais. It's still Tameh. Yeah, Rabbi Isai. Because that part's still usable. And we see from here that when it's covered in marble, that Sipoy is now the Ikra because it's functional. We don't say Azimbas Ikra Kli. Behuda Aymer. We had not enough just to put the kais, you have to have a place to put your pieces of meat and pieces of bread. Mishnah Beis, a shulchan that you took off one of its legs. Tar, two of its legs, tar, three legs. Now it's tummy because you could now use it as long as you were machshavah. You're in the day tumas and machshavah. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need machshavah. It's automatically because it's the same shimosh and the dolphiki is the same rules. Mishnah Gimel. A bench that you took off one of its ends, its tar is not usable. If you took off both, its tar as well. But if it's a goyva tefa, then you can use it sitting on the ground, and therefore it's tame. If you have a shraf, which is a hadoim, which is a footstool, one of its ends is taken off, it's still tame because it's still functional. And the kisei in front of the katedra, which is a little bit of a step stool to get onto the katedra, which is the chair that the women use on the wagons. Dal kisei shel kala. The kala chair. Back then, yes. Just like nowadays, a kala had a special chash of a chair. Shnid l'chipuyav, he lost its chipuyav. They say that these are things that protrude from the side of the chair that go upwards, and they are the supports for the arm rest. Okay? Fine. So what's the halacha? So this chair is medrus, but you lost the chipuyav. Still a usable, functional chair, isn't it? So you don't have armrest. So what? I don't have armrest on my chair. But Shammai Mitamit says, listen, it's still functional. Medrus. Basil Mitarin. Basil's Makel. Basil says, listen, it's a chosh of a chair. You can't use it as a chosh of a chair anymore. It doesn't look nice for the kala. Not a kabbal tumah. Same machlokes would apply if the kisei became tamei, and then subsequently they moved the chipuyav. Is that considered now removing the tumah? Shivrei kelim. Vayter Rabbi Isai, vayter Shammai Yohimer. Shammai himself said, "Av malbin shel kisei tamei." The malbin, they say means the cushion, right? It translates cushion by you.
I'm not with you.
Oh no, where are you?
I don't know.
I'm in 22:4.
I was in 22:3.
Well, that's the problem.
Which word are you looking for?
The seat of the chair. Okay. Fine. Right, everybody say? Okay. Malbin shel kisei is tamei. The malbin, the cushion. The cushion is tamei. Why? You could sit on it. Fine. This is it's very chiddush. Kisei shekavu ba'areva. Okay, this is from the strangest Mishnayos. We had this in Idias. What parak was in Idias? Parak Aleph. I don't know. So okay, you got this. Ready? He put a chair into a mixing bowl. There's something I'm missing here, obviously. First of all, that's a very large mixing bowl. That's Aleph. Beis, Kavoy, he stuck it in there. He attached it. I hope you made a hole in your mixing bowl. That's such a smart thing to do. And see, why in the world would a person put a chair in a mixing bowl? I don't know. Don't ask me questions. We didn't understand this last time either. Beishamai mitamin. It's still a kisei. Still some medrash. You still sit on it. If it's upright. Oh, you base a hill mitarin. No, it's not medrash. Why? It's not made for yeshiva anymore. It's a different function at this point. Shamei yoimer, afosi bo. Even if it was made this way. Not just the case where it was like that way before. Shamei is even more machmer. Shamei himself holds. Even was made this way. Mishnah hei. Kisei shloha yichipuy av yoitzin. That it's boards, the chvuyav in this context means the actual boards of the seat where one's bottom goes. Now they're not protruding beyond the frame. So therefore, nitlu, they got broken in the middle, therefore you can't sit on it. Tame, the tzkiz is still tame, shkin darkly is matel tzidavishav, you can put it on its side. In the case, they're talking about a case where the sides of the chair, I mean below, I don't know what you call it, the sides of the legs, are there's boards there, so you could turn it on its side. So it still has tumas medrus. It was common to do that. But if the seat boards are protruding, then you cannot turn it on its side. Right, Mr. T?
Correct.
Good. I'm glad we're in agreement about that. Mishnah Vav. Ya, kisei, shnitel chipuyoi, ha-emtsoi, v'ha-ha-chitsoinim. A kisui, a chair, they took away the middle board, v'ha-chitsoinim, but the outer ones, meaning the front and the back, or kayamim are still there, tameh, it's still functional. Nitalach hitzainim, you took away the outer rim, so you can, all you've left is the middle. Katame, it's still mekabotama. Shemenoi meri meri rechov tefach, has to be at least a tefach wide. We'll learn in Mishnah Perchov Zion, the shear of a seat is at least a tefach by tefach. It has to be a tefach. Tanakhama says that tefach is only when you make a mitchila. It has to be originally a tefach. But when it broke, it still has a shintum. Okay, wow. We chazed 3 and did 3, all in less than 10 minutes. Wow, pretty impressive. Okay, we should have done 4.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.